It's the Fade 5 Podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets, you jackwagons! Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good sir Nathaniel Lundy. Tis indeed another edition of the Fade 5 Podcast on this hashtag Tequila Thursday. Let's get after it, because we got a designated driver on the Plus Bus, so let's go ahead and get shit-faced, shall we, and hop aboard that fine motor vehicle and our favorite Plus Money wagers of 100 plus 100 odds or greater, looking at the spectrum of sports, Lundy. What do you like on this hashtag Tequila Thursday?
I'm actually going to go right here in Denver, Ball Arena this evening, where this 40-something pasty white guy will have his ass planted in his season tickets. The Avalanche have their home opener tonight. And in true form, let's see, the puck's going to drop at like freaking 1 in the morning. They're on ESPN because they are taking on Connor Bedard and Chicago Blackhawks. The Avs are the better team. The Avs have opened the season 3-0, but I can't resist this bet. I have to do it. Chicago on the puck line. Rarely do you see this, folks. Chicago plus 1.5 is plus 120.
Wow.
And I think Chicago's being a little bit undervalued here. This is going to be the first home game for the Avs. Again, this Avalanche team is better than what they were last year. They made some improvements across their top lines. They went out and got some free agents. This team is going to be better than the one that got bounced last year in the first round against Seattle. But at the same time, look, last season, if you were listening to this podcast, and Brad and I have done this podcast now 610 times, and that's not an exaggeration, I think as bad as Chicago was last year, that's how they wound up with the number one pick. That's how they wound up with Bedard in the lottery. I think they're getting undervalued here. And if you're going to give me a puck line at plus 120, I've got to take it. Because, folks, as you know, if you bet hockey, most of the time when you're getting the plus puck line, you're looking at minus odds because of the number of times that games are close like that. Could the Avs blow them out of the arena? Absolutely, they could. But at plus odds, I'm going to roll with the young phenom and Bedard, and I'm going to say that his team can keep it close.
Bonus time, Lundy. Just take the over on Connor Bedard's songs as well. That has been a cash cow so far this season. I have no stinking idea what the hell the line is because I don't usually bet on hockey. But what I do know, and it's rare to know anything about to drop the puck and try to make some bucks, is that Bedard takes a lot of shots on goal. Let's go to the diamond here. And I'm going to work a little two-legger on Major League Baseball postseason action. Leg numero uno in the NLCS. Give me Ketel Marte to get just a single. That's what I need on him. And then give me Marcus Simi to get a hit in the ALCS. You put those two together. Plus 137 at DraftKings. So you look at Marte. He has done this in 7 consecutive games, and he's going against Philadelphia's Ranger Suarez, who is an LHP. And you look at the regular season, Marte was outstanding against Southpaw, pitching, batting .318. On top of that, a 6-for-15 lifetime against Ranger Suarez. All 6 of those hits were singles. I know Ranger Suarez has been outstanding on the road really this entire season. 2.75 ERA away from the city of brotherly love on the year. But again, I'm going to play the history card here. The success rate against Southpaws and really the success rate against Suarez. I just need a single out of Ketel Marte. They look at Marcus Semien. Sure, he's batting only .171 here this MLB postseason, but he's got a hit in 5 of 8 games, and he is 8-for-21 with a 1,340 OPS against Jose Urquidy, who is going to be on the mound for the Houston Astros in this game. And Urquidy this season, a 6.06 home ERA. It's not where the heart is or the numbers are for him. It's where his numbers really explode in a negative sense. So to recap, Ketel Marte, a single. Marcus Semien, a hit. He put those two together on that two-legger plus 137. I worked the shoulders to get seduced by the juice at DraftKings Sportsbook. With those bets on the board, bartender, bartender on this hashtag Tequila Thursday. Pour us another edition of the Fade Five.
Number five.
All right, numero cinco on the countdown today is Michael Thomas, a former catch king in the NFL, and I'm going to fade him on a single prop, and that prop being the under 19 and a half yards longest catch. A little juicy there on that under at -125 at BetMGM, and we've seen some line movement on this particular offering. It opened at 18 and a half. I actually hit the under when it was at 18 and a half at a lighter juice. Even at 19 and a half, I would still comfortably play the under because I don't think he's getting anywhere close to this. You look at Michael Thomas, he has caught at least a 20-yarder three times this season, averaging a robust 7.8 targets per game. But he is wide receiver 50 in average depth of target, wide receiver 62 in yards per target, and wide receiver 72 in yards per catch at 10.6. He is a definition of a dirty worker, gets a lot of those, you know, medium-sized gains, not the big explosive pass plays that he connects with Derek Carr. The Carr loves to fling it down the field. One of the upper echelon quarterbacks in terms of deep ball pass attempts this season. And then you look at Campbell, his assignment and coverage from Jacksonville. Campbell's only given up a 9.7 yards per catch mark this season. So it's not the greatest matchup on paper. Jacksonville's defense as a whole is top 10 in EPA per pass play D. So Thomas, give me the under 19.5 yards on the longest catch, -125 at BetMGM. Lundy, fade or follow?
Oh, man, unders are so boring. It's just boring, Brad.
Hey, prime time games are boring. All the boring. Unders are 14-6 under the light so far this season in the NFL.
Yeah, and I actually I retweeted who had it. Shoot, now I wish I could give credit to it. I retweeted after Monday's game. If you had placed a $100 bet on the under in every game so far in the NFL, you would be up $1,400.
Oh my God.
If you had bet the under on every single game, if you'd done $100 every single time. So, you know, we're definitely hitting the unders pretty consistently, but that doesn't necessarily mean the stats. I'm torn on this one. All right, I'll follow because I don't want to start the weekend off, you know, arguing with you about shit. So I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to follow. You watch it, man. He's going to hit one for 20 and I'm going to be so mad I didn't disagree with you.
Yeah, probably the first play of the game. A Carr to Thomas for like 25 yards. Bank on that. Fade both of us.
Number four.
All right, number four, are you a groupie? I'm a groupie. We all should be groupies for a certain kicker in this game, and that is Blake Groupie. Give me the over 1.5 field goals made, -106, available there at Caesars Sportsbook. You have no idea who Groupie is because maybe you're playing a fantasy league where kickers are not allowed, and I highly encourage that. He does offer swift kicks and boots on the ball for the fleur-de-lis and the New Orleans Saints. And I think he is going to split the uprights a couple of times. You look at Jacksonville, only a pair of kickers have done this against him this season. Fairbairn did it and Gay did it last week, and that is it. But Jacksonville, again, one of the better defenses overall in the National Football League, number eight in EPA per play defense. So, you know, you look at New Orleans, a team that really doesn't score a whole lot, at least of the touchdown variety. They're number 28 in the National Football League in TD only red zone percentage. So, you know, when they do put up, you know, sizable drives, they typically bog down, and there could be a quagmire of sorts for them at some point on the defender side of the field. So, you know, maybe they bog down right around the red zone within kicking range. Groupie, I think, has got an excellent shot of splitting those uprights. He's hit the over in five of six games this season. It's 13 for 16 and field goals made. That's 81.3%. So pull it all together. Excellent defensive matchup. New Orleans will move the football and the chains occasionally in this game. And again, if they can get within Groupie's kicker range, I think he is going to blast one for three at least a couple of times. So fade or follow Blake Groupe over 1.5 field goals made, -106 at Caesars Sportsbook. Lundy, what do you say?
Actually, I say I have a better way to play this.
Oh, that's what okay. I say.
Would you like to hear it? Would you like to?
Naturally, twist my arm.
Okay, so this was, I actually have this written down to be able to do in bonus time. Brad, his over-under for total kicking points is 6.5.
Okay? Oh, I see what you're doing here.
But guess what? At BetMGM, that is +105.
Oh, sexy.
So I'd rather skip the field goals.
Yep.
And go with the over, because here's the thing. BetMGM is the only book that has that at plus odds right now. Everybody else, it's down around like what your number is, this -106, -108, -102. But if you go like right now, this morning at BetMGM, +105 to do the over on his points at 6.5. So you could play Brad's, but you could basically say, can he find a way to get an extra point through the uprights? And that's going to get you to the 7, and then you're going to be in plus odds instead. So I would absolutely follow on this because I had Groupie ready for bonus time on that just because of what BetMGM's given me the payday at.
Yeah, that's a very wise suggestion. Once again, I am 0-2 already on this pod. Just back whatever Lundy is selling and gamble on Groupie kicking points.
Number 3.
All right, numero tres here on the Fade 5 podcast. Will it be 3-for-3? Lundy defying my wishes. We're going to find out here in a moment. I'm going to rev the engine on Derek Carr. Not on the over on passing touchdowns or passing yards or passing attempts. Give me the over on interceptions. Yes, I believe he's going to throw a pick in this game. And you give it at right now, even money. It's available at BetMGM. And I say take advantage of that juice. Carr has done this in 3 of 6 games this season. And you look at the Jags. They have logged an INT in 3 straight games on the number 10 in drop back EPA defense on the season. Look at Derek Carr, number 16 in pressure throws, number 16 in interceptable passes as tracked by playerprofiler.com. But most importantly, number 28 and adjusted completion percentage. Overall, he's been largely inaccurate, to say the least. And if he is trying to thread a needle, maybe in a double coverage, could make a mistake. Maybe there's a deflection. And a Jacksonville Jaguars, a member of that secondary or the linebacker core, catches it out of thin air, and we cash a winning ticket. So Derek Carr, give me the over a half and an INT at +100 at BetMGM. Lundy, fade or follow?
Follow. It's Derek Carr, folks. I mean, yep. I like Derek. I do. I mean, he's fun to watch. he's kind of got that 11 from Stranger Things going on. But I like him, but he's usually good for doing something stupid. So roll with this one. No, I like this one a lot. And the fact I can get it at plus odds. Oh, hells to the yeah. I'll take this. This is also a fun one, I think, to sprinkle into an SGP. Takes your odds way up if you can throw something like this in there just because you're sitting on some plus odds. Oh, no, I like this one. I'll kumbaya this shit with you. I really like this one.
All right, hand in hand, Lenny's with me on Carr. He's sure to have a bloody nose at some point in this game.
Number 2.
All right, numero dos here on the Fade 5 podcast, and we're counting down here. And at number 2, I'm going to go with Travis Etienne Jr. Keeping the over on 19.5 receiving yards. That line has come down from an open at 20.5. A little bit heavier juice there, -120. Available at DraftKings, but I ain't scared. In fact, I grabbed this one open at 20.5 and a lighter juice of -110. And if you can find an alt line up to like 25 receiving yards on ETN at plus money, I would highly encourage playing that. You look at specifically the 20.5 line. He has got at least 27 yards in 4 of 6 games this season through the air. He's averaging 11.5 target percentage overall. So he's getting a ton of looks from, you know, Trevor Lawrence. We're assuming he's going to be under center. Full-blown game-time decision could be C.J. Beathard. It doesn't really matter who's going to be twirling the pigskin in his general direction. I think there are going to be numerous checkdowns given the aggressiveness in general of this New Orleans Saints defense. Look at ETN. 67.1 route percentage is the fourth highest in the National Football League among running backs. He's averaging 23.8 routes run per game and has caught 87.5% of his attended looks for an average of 8.5 yards per catch. New Orleans, too, has given up 4.2 receptions per game and 29.2 receiving yards per game to the running back position. In fact, four rushers have got at least 22 receiving against them this season. So that's really all the evidence you need. Give me the over, Travis Etienne, 19.5 receiving yards, -120 available at DraftKings. Lundy, Vader, follow.
Check it out. They're going to be checking a lot, again, regardless of who's under center. So absolutely take this. And with the way Etienne goes, what do you think? Three catches? Piece of cake. We got this one. The coffee's kicking in, Brad. I'm in a good mood.
Oh, well, excellent. Let the caffeine flow. And
I need a lot. Catch. That damn game. I'm telling you, I'm not going to get out of the arena tonight till 1 a.m. That's how long these freaking games take when they're on national television. Son of a... I'm going to be so dead tomorrow morning, dude. This is going to be a freaking zombie podcast tomorrow because you're going to drink a bunch of tequila and I'm going to be in a hockey game and weird shit's going to happen. And you and I are going to be like completely on fumes tomorrow morning. Just letting everybody know. I'm just warning everybody now. All right. Be ready for it.
I think we need some uppers. Bring the cocaine and get it done. Travis Etienne on the over 19.5 receiving yards.
Number one.
Numero uno here on the Fade 5 podcast. I'm going to go with a little SGP action, and I adore and love this wager. The juice has come down. I grabbed it when it opened at plus 145 and put this together at BetMGM. It's at plus 130, still some attractive juice here on this two-legger. Leg numero uno, Rashid Shaheed. I need 30 or more receiving yards. And leg numero dos, Alvin Kamara. 25 or more receiving yards in. You can put that together and get it at plus 130 at BetMGM. If you read my sledgehammer special at Noisy Huevos on the X, I'm all about Rashid Shaheed in this game. And I sprinkled a little, here's early bonus time, anytime touchdown, plus 350 right now and FanDuel on Shaheed. And there's a good chance he could score because all he does is eat things in chunks, and those things are mainly real estate on the football field. Shaheed, one of the leaders right now in ADOT, a guy that's way up there in yards per catch as well. He's only got 4.5 targets per game, but he is going to race past this number needed. He has done this already, I believe, four times. In a handful of games. And I love the paper matchup against Trey Herndon, who is the primary slot DB for Jacksonville. He is allowed 80.8 catch percentage and a 131.6 passer rating to his assignment. So Shaheed, I think it's at least 30 receiving yards in this game. And then you look at Alvin Kamara. He just catches everything in sight. A guy that has a 92 flat catch percentage in three games. He is number one in target percentage among qualifying running backs. He has been over this number consistently already this season. 8.3 targets per game, averaging 7.7 receptions per game and over 28 receiving yards per game. He's gone 33, 17, and 36 yards over in two of three games already this season. And New Orleans, just loves to check the ball down. Derek Carr, I believe, is top three in check down rate so far this season through 6 weeks. So on top of that, Jacksonville giving up 40.5 receiving yards per game and 6.5 receptions per game to the running back position. So a long twisting road, and we got there on this SGP. Rashid Shaheed, 30 plus receiving yards. Alvin Kamara, 25 plus receiving yards, plus 130 at BetMGM. Landy, better follow.
Well, we got Jamal Williams going to play tonight. That's according to Rap. That's according to Rap this morning, Rappaport, that he is going to play tonight. So I like the idea of Kamara on the receiving yards. I get a little bit nervous on the rushing yards prop or even his rushing totally plus receiving. Because what's his rush at? About 51, 52, somewhere in that range?
Yeah, I think it's a high 40s it's dropped down to. And so I would still play the under on that, honestly.
Yeah, I would too, to stay underneath that one with Jamal Williams coming back. Because this is going to be their first game together. Right.
Yep. Yep. Correct.
Because when Jamal was out there, it was before Kamara was back. So you put all that together. I'd much rather, if you're looking to play Kamara tonight, I would much rather play him on the receiving side, stay away from the rushing side with Jamal in the mix there, because they will absolutely utilize Alvin Kamara. The Saints aren't stupid, but you're going to look at what that usage rate's going to look like in terms of just simple handoffs. So I would either play the under or I would stay away from it completely. The Shahid, absolutely. It's a good matchup, good spot in the slot to take advantage of. So those two together, especially at plus odds on a two-legger, nice spot to be able to be.
All right, let's slam some Sazeracs on Bourbon Street. It's bonus time! Lundy, I know you got some initial action, likely on Thursday Night Football. I guarantee you got initial action in the National Hockey League and maybe something on the diamond as well. We got two games, ALCS, NLCS. Feed me, Lundy! Feed me more bets because I am the definition of a degenerate. What do you got?
Well, we point this out, and folks, Brad's talked about his spreadsheet up on Twitter, and a lot of you know that I've got the same thing going up on mine at Nate Lundy. You can find it there. And again, sorry if I'm going to pull a muscle doing this, patting myself on the back, but folks, if you're not following what I'm doing on hockey here early in the season, that's your fault. Because we're 8 days into the season, and we're up almost 12 units in 8 days.
Oh my goodness.
So please make sure you're checking it out. If you don't know a lot about hockey, and I'm not promising you it's going to stay that way throughout the year, but as Brad knows, last year throughout the entire NHL season from start to finish, we were up 57 units. So we're off to a good start. Let me go to Florida, America's Wang. We like to be able to focus down there. The Florida Panthers have their home opener. It'll be the Maple Leafs that are there. Give me Austin Matthews of the Leafs to be able to have an anytime goal. I normally don't like these at minus odds, but I'm so confident that he's going to score against Florida that I'll take it. It's a minus 115 for that anytime goal with him tonight. Just the matchup, how he has played historically against Florida. Give me that one all diggity day long. Let me give you a fun shots prop that I actually built just because Brad couldn't help but talk about Connor Bedard and his shots on goal. Yes, you do want to play it, and his standard line sits at 3.5. But follow me on this one, shall we? I will snag for you. We're going to take Mikko Rantanen and Cale Makar of the Avs. Each of those guys, just two or more shots. That's ridiculous. Those guys will have two shots in the first period, okay? But we're going to take both of those guys for two or more shots. We're going to take the aforementioned Connor Bedard for three or more shots, and then we're going to stack it with Nathan MacKinnon to have four or more. Mac for four or more, Bedard at three, Rantanen and Makar at two or more each. You can build that one over at FanDuel. It's the only book that lets you sit here and do this with shots on goal. Put all four of those guys together. It is a plus 114 over at FanDuel, and two 60-minute line winners that I like. So again, this is winning in regulation on the money line, and the game does not go to OT. Give me Dallas, who's on the road against Anaheim. Again, we're picking on the Ducks. We're going to pick on the Ducks a lot this season. And who else do we like to pick on? Oh yeah, the San Jose Sharks. Boston is there to take on the Sharks. And so at the Tank, you put those two together. Again, 60-minute line. So we need the Stars to win in regulation and the Bruins to do the same thing. You put that together at DraftKings. It is a plus 158. So I really like that one. Back to Thursday Night Football. Travis Etienne for an anytime touchdown, which you can snag at BetMGM at a full 15 points higher than everywhere else. Plus 115 for Etienne to have an anytime touchdown. Again, he scored there at the beginning of the season. Then he started throwing up goose eggs, but he's got multi-touchdowns in each of the last two games. I just need him to splash six once, and we cash it at the plus 115. I already gave you my pick on Blake Groupie and kind of did that side bet of what Brad was talking about being able to do. And then the last one that I'll throw at you that I actually put together yesterday, so I can't tell you whether the odds are exactly the same or not, but I got this at plus 115. Alvin Kamara for 25 or more receiving yards. And then call me crazy, but maybe, just maybe, the targets are actually going to turn into yards for this son of a bitch. Give me 45 or more receiving yards for Calvin Ridley. If you put Calvin at 45, Kamara at 25, each receiving at BetMGM. Again, I did that one yesterday at plus 115. I can't guarantee you that it's at the same odds right now, especially with the reports. Ed Werder had it just a little bit ago as of our tape time, that the expectation is that Trevor Lawrence is going to play tonight. So that obviously is a benefit for us when we're talking about a guy like Calvin Ridley. He's getting a shitload of targets. Yeah. He's just not catching them.
No.
And we got to see that be able to happen. He's only gone over this mark twice so far this season, but when he's done it, he's blown it out of the water. He's gone for the century mark. So I'm going to say that maybe it's a get-right opportunity. 25 for Kamara, 45 for Ridley, plus 115 at BetMGM. I will have baseball action for you tonight, but not here on the pod because we're up against it. So go check it out on the spreadsheet.
Yeah, definitely do so. All right, let's get after it here. The Team Huevos Parlay play of the day. A little bit of Gigante style on this relay-ger. Give me the New Orleans Saints on the alt spread +7.5. I think they could ultimately win this sucker, by the way. But I'm taking +7.5. They could lose this thing by a touchdown and the extra point. I still cash on that first leg. Give me the under 47.5 on that alt total. Again, on the standard total, unders in primetime NFL games this season, 14-6. It's crazy. There's been no scoring, especially on Thursday night. I see every single Thursday night game, with the exception of the Bears Commanders so far this year. And they give me Christian Kirk, who I think is going to go berserk tonight, 45 or more receiving yards. So New Orleans +7.5, the under 47.5, Kirk to get at least 45 yards plus 180. At MGM, and I'm going to sprinkle a little bonus action when it comes to Christian Kirk. I like him to have the most receiving yards in the game, period, of anybody on either side of the ledger here. That's plus 425 available at DraftKings, and it's all about taking advantage of the matchup. Going to get a lot of Alante Taylor out of the slot at coverage. He's a lot of 65.9 catch percentage and the most yards in the slot of any DB in the NFL this season, along with a 103.4 passer rating. You know, hopefully Trevor Lawrence will be under center. He really has eyes for Christian Kirk, really on the same page chemistry-wise. Kirk sees a ton of action in the slot, the fourth most log slot snaps this season, getting 8.2 targets per game. Again, I think minimum 45 yards. He's done that in five straight games. He could flirt, honestly, with 90 or 100. So that's why I like him for most receiving yards in the game as well at plus 425. Elsewhere in this Thursday night football matchup, I already mentioned Rashid Shaheed for anytime touchdown plus 350. I grabbed that at FanDuel. I took the under on Derek Carr passing yards at 239.5 and minus 115 at BetMGM. Again, the Jags number 9 EPA pass defense, giving up 7.14 pass yards per attempt. Yeah, four quarterbacks have gone over this number against them, but Carr has been under in 2 of 6. And, you know, the adjusted completion percentage tells the story. Number 28, he's been largely inaccurate, and it gets a solid secondary with a tight window to prep. I don't think he gets to the necessary 240 passing yards to screw me out of a winning ticket. Elsewhere in this game, give me Alvin Kamara over 4.5 receptions. Again, I love the over on receiving yards. So does Lundy. The catches, I think it's going to be a minimum of a handful, 5. And you get that even money, plus 100 right now at BetMGM. Again, through three games, he's averaging 8.3 targets per game and 7.7 receptions per game. And as well, Jackson giving up 6.5 receptions per game to the running back position. So check it out, because Mr. Checkdown, Derek Carr, is going to be in full effect to Alvin Kamara. Yes, even with Jamal Williams on the field. And last, and certainly not least, Luddy, let's go to college football. And let's get some plus money on the board. Give me a little Rice, baby. Dun, 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 dun. Yeah, the Rice Owls on the money line. They're on the road against what are they? The Bronze Depressions? They're not really the Golden Hurricane of Tulsa because they are lousy defensively. You need evidence number 108 in EPA total defense, even worse in EPA pass defense. And there's a certain quarterback at Rice. I totally forgot he was there because he played for like seven, eight different teams in college football, and that's JT Daniels. Guy started his career at USC, then went to Georgia, then was at West Virginia for a hot minute. Now he's at Rice. He's in like his sixth, seventh, 8,000th year. I don't know, but he's obviously an experienced quarterback. He's completed over 63% of his attempts, 15-5 touchdown interception split. Rice is humming through the air offensively. One of the highest success rates in passing offense in college football. They're bad defensively as well, but I think JT Daniels will be the difference in this game and why Rice gets the road win. They will be warriors on the road and not wimps. And that's it. I'm out of time. I'm out of breath. We got to rock and roll because Lundy has got to start pounding some drinks because Puck is going to be dropping at Ball Arena for the first time this NHL season. Good luck to your Avs, my friend. Enjoy the evening. Hopefully we'll score some winners. Drop us a rating and a review if you enjoy this little podcast. It helps us out tremendously. Also, feed or follow us on the Twitter, on the X, at Noisy Huevos, all my spreadsheet picks there. And follow Lundy and his spreadsheet picks at Nate Lundy. For the hockey lover, Nathaniel Lundy, I'm Brad Evans. As always, feed or follow. That is up to you.